It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sam Sears. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. Today, the good professor is back in the house, Bill Sproul. Bill will discuss high school football years gone by and stuff I'm sure I never heard of, and only the good professor has in his archives. Our season opener is a week from today, 4:30 pregame on Whipple Radio. Eight-player football is just for me and Hematite, so travel to town to take on the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes. And, folks, that game will be at Michigan Tech as well. Open up some happiness. All your favorite Coke products, local stores and establishments, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Look sharp year-round, your professional stylist, Brian and Marcella, Brian's Barbershop, Razorback Drive, just us, Sharon Avenue in Holton, 482-8820. Portis Tire and Auto Repair, FL Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand-name tires in stock to keep your vehicle running smooth year-round. Great rebates going on now until the end of the month. Go in there and check them out. David Zucre, Century 21 North Country Agency in Holton, is the official realtor Peeking Inside the Grapevine, 281-1846. For all your embroidery, so screening necessities, team or company service, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics, 353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, Erie's only full-service gas station, towing available 24/7, 365. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. Q&A over at Georgia, Cold Pay Garage or Distributor or the Copper Cut, Sharon Avenue in Holton, 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Service provides all your excavating needs from foundation to driveway, sewer and water services, licensed septic installer, 906-370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Camper Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family. Dr. Tyler Saracen, 482-8601. Don't be penalized for bad service. See Rods and a crew at a Q&A Automotive in Holton. Holton Building Supply, M26, Brickyard Lane behind Q&A Automotive, is their local True Value franchise. They've been providing quality building materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country, from foundation to the rooftop. Next time you head to Green Bay, state your Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, feature one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Go on tundralodge.com, 920-405-8700, book your stay. As for Holly Nichols, 25% off your room, 7 days a week until the end of the month. Their big summer sale has been extended. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all kinds of pesky rodents, contact Kurt and his staff at A1 Pest Management, 281-4975. One-time house calls, weekly, monthly, or yearly. They do it all. Time to bring in the good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. Always pleased to be with you. Got another great story today to share.
Well, Bill, our theme today is going to be high school football, but before we get going, I got a neat notification from Patrick Dwyer, Calumet Athletic Director, and I shared it last night, Bill. You might have seen it for their football game, one of the signature games I get on my schedule every year, September 11th against Nagani. They arrange a Black Hawk flyover, military and first responders appreciation night. What a neat story that Calumet has put together, especially for one of the marquee football games in the UP every year, Nagani at Calumet. Join us at Agassiz Field, September 11th, 7 p.m. for the game against Nagani. They'll be showing our appreciation to military and first responders with the Black Hawk helicopter flyover provided by the Michigan Army National Guard. That's a pretty neat gesture, Bill, and unfortunately, I'll be in Green Bay for another appointment. If I can come back, I'm going to check that out, and we'll be covering that game with Jay Connell, will be out at a bullpen for me. It's a pretty neat gesture by Kelly Mitt, especially with the military helping bring in a helicopter up there, correct?
Oh, it's great news. I did read that yesterday. It's a really exciting addition to the Calumet High football game. Well, it should be a great night.
And especially when you look at the matchup, that's one of the marquee matchups every year in the UP. Nagani is Division 5 this year. Fortunately, or unfortunately, Calumet's Division 6 again. Besides Gladstone, they're the only Division 6 team in the UP. And Calumet's loaded this year, more likely a playoff team. And I think their goal Moe's get best 7-2 cooking in the whole game, home game, but that should be a fun football game to watch, and you add in the extra activities with the Blackhawk military flyover. If, for those who've never seen one of those Blackhawk helicopters, they're absolutely majestic, Bill. They are.
So, so nice gestures. I think it's 25 years since September 11th, the event of the attack on the World Trade Center. So it's kind of tied in a lot of thinking on that one. So good job.
Well, Bill, speaking of high school football, you dug up from the archives, which you have, which are bottomless, I might not add. Oh, by the way, folks, next Tuesday, Shamba Legion from Woodward Sports and State Champs will join us. In a week from today, Houghton High School Athletic Director Rob Fay will join us to talk about the opening high school sports season, not only in football. But, Bill, you dug deeper than the archives. You're going to explain, obviously, we know high school football. A nine-week season, it's a tradition. Obviously, it's such a short season, but you went way back with some history, way back when, with Copper Country High School football, years gone by. I'm actually, which I usually, I'm excited to hear your stories, Bill, but this one I'm really captivated with. I got a double cup of coffee for this one, so let's hear about it.
Well, I really, as you say, I went way back. I went back to find out when high school football actually started in Michigan, and it was in the 1880s, and
wow.
Ann Arbor High School, now Ann Arbor Pioneer, was one of the earliest varsity football programs, started in 1885. Now, high school football in UP dates back to the mid-1890s. What I found is Marquette, Nagani, and Ishpeming had teams in 1894. Calumet, Hancock, and Houghton had teams in 1895. And fierce rivalries, Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, Hancock, Nagani, Marquette, and Nagani, and Ishpeming. Just fierce rivalries at the time. And really, I came across an interesting little item here that you'll enjoy. It's a story from 1896. It's an early season report on the Calumet High School team. The team's average weight was 140 pounds, and they were looking to fill their schedule. And they wanted games against teams who do not average more than 150 pounds. So kind of interesting story. Really, Calumet and Hancock started playing in 1895 and had games in 1896. Houghton Hancock, really, I think it was 1896 they started playing, and within a few years, a few of the teams were playing. I found Hancock and Launch played in 1909, and Calumet Lake Linden was 1925 when they started playing. Lake Linden really seemed to be pretty big in basketball in the 1910s. More digging to find out the stories of those, but and really in the early 1900s, there were games against Bessemer, Escanaba, Ironwood, Ishpeming, Menominee were all teams that the Houghton Hancock teams played at the time. And really, it's kind of interesting to kind of look at, in the mid-1890s, local downstate writers would select a mythical state champion based on teams with undefeated records and how they did against other teams. So in 1894, the top high school program in the state was Detroit Central High School. And among the top teams in that early year was Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids Central. And then in 1899, there was an official championship game that was organized by the University of Michigan and the Michigan High School Athletic Committee had a game in Ann Arbor on Thanksgiving weekend. They would select the two best teams to play in a state championship game. And Ishpeming had one of the top teams, won in 1900, 1901, 1902, 1905, and Escanaba had won the state championship in 1904. And then that kind of disappeared after 1908. The game never took place. I've got a story about Houghton in the 1909 game here shortly. Now, in 1909, the Michigan Interscholastic Association formed, and they set rules for eligibility for high school football. And that became the MHSAA in 1924. And then in the early 1930s, they actually kind of decided in several sports to have UP championships and Lower Peninsula championships. And it wasn't until the late 40s that they combined for some state championships. And in 1995, they started the current football playoff system to determine a state champion. And, you know, several divisions. Now we've got, what, eight divisions in 11-man, a couple divisions in 8-man. 8-man football started 15 years ago, and that seems to be growing. So I did uncover some interesting stuff from the early years of football. There was a halfback for Hancock High School. His name was Leon Brown. He died from injuries in a game against Calumet in October 1906. He was kicked above the heart and on the head during the game, and he never regained consciousness. He was 18 years old at the time. It was the first death related to football in Michigan, in Michigan high school football. So kind of a tragic story at the time. Joe Linder, he was the outstanding running back for Hancock High School in the early 1900s, and he went on to quite a career in hockey. He moved on to Duluth, and he's actually in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. We've talked about Joe before, but he was an outstanding running back for Hancock High School in the early 1900s. I'll come back to the 1909 Hancock or Houghton football team was undefeated. They defeated Ishmi and Menominee to become the UP championship that year. They'd hoped to play in Ann Arbor for a state championship. Ann Arbor was the Lower Peninsula champ, but apparently there was not enough money available for the game. So neither team could afford to, Houghton couldn't afford to travel down to Ann Arbor for the game, and Ann Arbor didn't have enough money to even host the game. The coach of the Houghton team at the time was Carlos Haig. He was a star player at Houghton High School for a few years in the early 1900s. He was 22 years old when he coached the Hancock or the Houghton High School team. And he also played hockey for Houghton High School. He was a member of the 1913 Portage Lake team. It was the U.S. Amateur Hockey Championship. And Haig would later coach at Michigan Tech. And his family owned Haig Jewelries in downtown Houghton for years. Several Calumet High School football players played at Notre Dame. We talked about some of them already because they were also hockey players. Hunk Anderson, O.J. Lynn, Larson, Peck Garvey, Percy Wilcox all played hockey at Notre Dame, but they also played football at Notre Dame. And the famous guy out of Lorham, George Gipp, he never played high school football, but he sure became famous. He got to Notre Dame as a baseball player, but he sure became famous as the running back for the Fighting Irish. There's also, at that time, there was also community football teams. They get us away from high school, but they played Nagani and other teams in the UP, and one of the teams included Doc Gibson and a few others that also played hockey in the Copper Country. They won the Portage Lake team won the UP championship and they beat Nagani. So the other person to remember that team was Herman Gunlock Sr. So he was a member of that kind of community football team. But Doc Gibson, he was one of the outstanding football player out of Canada, and he played football at the Detroit College of Medicine. So everybody in the Hot Copper Country knows about Doc Gibson. There's only been, I guess, really one limited number of Copper Country teams that have won state football championships. Lake Linden won it in 1992 and 1997. There's been a few UP teams that have won a state championship since they started the state championship by the MHSAA. Ishmael has won five 11-man championships. Menominee has won four. Crystal Falls has won three, and we said Lake Linden's won a couple. An eight-man, it started in 15 years ago, and North Central Powers has won five times, and Crystal Falls has won a couple of times. And last year, Menominee won the 11-man championship in Division 7 or 8, but exciting for Menominee. So they're just kind of a quick rundown. There's lots of stories to be uncovered about those early years of Copper Country football, but it seems like a fun research area to get in. That who knows? I may be digging into those stories more, Jimmy, but got me onto some cool stuff to try and uncover for us.
Well, especially, Bill, in retrospect, you mentioned the high school playoffs. We got about 4 minutes left here, by the way. that changed over the years. I remember those powerful Hancock teams that Coach Solani had. Missed getting in the playoffs by a whisker. This wasn't based on where there's all kinds of computer numbers. They were packed and unpacked. And one of the best teams growing up I ever seen. Then they went to the playoff format, 6 wins on a 9-game schedule. You're in 5 games on an 8-game schedule. You're in automatically. Recent years, a lot of teams were loading up cream puff schedules once they get out of the conference. Now, that doesn't guarantee you a playoff spot anymore. Strength of schedule, they've gone more back to the analytics system, but a little bit more complicated, where I don't understand it at all. But 6 wins does not guarantee you a playoff spot anymore in 11-player football, or 6 wins in 11 or 8-player football, or 5 wins on a 9- or 8-game schedule. It helps, but a lot of teams have gotten, they kind of want to get away from that based on a lot of teams that get soft schedules that automatically qualify for the playoffs. It was one and done in a hurry. But one quick question, Bill, for you before I get going. Do you know back in the day where the connection, again, we got about 2 minutes left here, okay? Where did the connection start with Notre Dame and Calumet? That's a question I've been asked before. Was there some sort of pipeline there or something with all those Calumet athletes going to Notre Dame?
One of the things that it did was when George Gipp went down there, you know, he recruited a baseball player, and they discovered him and ended up on the high school on the football team. And he really kind of suggested, well, you may want to take a look at some of these other guys, like Hulk Anderson or O.J. Larson were outstanding high school football players. So it's really the exact year, probably late 1910s. I think it was 1918, I think, is when 1917, somewhere around there. And but there was kind of there were a couple of baseball players that got down there, and George Gipp was the connection and said, well, you should start to look at some of these guys. And some of these guys were recruited sight on scene to come down and play based on George Gipp's recommendation. So, and that first game, or one of the first teams he played on was Curly Lambeau. And that got us into the story a while ago, is how two Calumet football players or hockey players got the Packers kicked out of pro football. We covered that a few years ago, but that's kind of a good story. And then all these guys, Hulk Anderson and O.J. Larson, Heck Garvey, Percy Wilcox, all played on the hockey team. And they actually played in Calumet in 1921 when Notre Dame played the Michigan College of Mines in their first season. Then it was around that time that they were suspended because they ended up playing against for the Packers. So that's a whole other story. We may have to unpack that one again for us all. But it's kind of a fun story. As I say, I've written a couple articles on how two Calumet hockey players got the Green Bay Packers kicked out of pro football.
Yeah, and we had that story before, but that's very intriguing. Well, Bill, we're up against it, and you have fun on your cruise with your darling bride next week, okay?
Well, we're on the Hudson River next week, so we'll stop in at the West Point and see all the wealthy mansions along the Hudson River. It's a major transportation route in the late 1800s, and that was the wealth of New York City. And so it should be fun to explore on the American Cruise Line. Lots of history, so I'm looking forward to the week.
All right, Bill, we'll talk to you when you get back, okay? Safe travels.
You have a great week. Enjoy the start of high school football up in the UP.
All right, Bill, we shall. The good professor, right now, is Professor Mr. Bill Sproul joining us. Tuesday, Sean Belieden from State Champs and Woodward Sports will join us. We'll get the latest on what's going on with Detroit sports and sports statewide and nationally as well. Me and Sean click that around. And a week from today, Houghton High School Athletic Director Rob Fay will join us, as he's on the MHSA Athletic Director Board as well. We'll get the latest in Michigan High School Athletic Association rule changes and any scoop from what's new in high school sports on top of the start of high school football. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.